Blog Talk Radio.
Today's show is brought to you by our sponsor, CPA
on duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. Okay? Now, today's word of the day, guys, is, and forgive me for my pronunciation, but I'm looking at the word of the day from the dictionary. I'm trying to put this word to, I'm trying to sound it out, right? Iluriphil. Iluriphile. Iluriphile. And it's a noun, and it means a cat fancier, a lover of cats. Iluriphile. I know a few people who are iluriphiles, okay? They love cats, and they can't get enough of cats. I had a friend of mine in high school. I'll tell you this story real quick. I had a friend of mine in high school that he drove a little Volkswagen Rabbit convertible, okay? And he used to ride. I mean, you know, people ride with, when you, excuse me, when you ride with cat, with a cat or cats, you have to have them in a kennel, right? When you take them out of the house or whatever, you put them in a kennel and ride with them in the car. They're not like dogs, okay? You just let the dog just roam the car. But the cat, you have to put it in a kennel and put it in the car. Well, this guy had like four or five cats in his car, and they weren't in a kennel, okay? And he used to ride with them and had his top down as he rode in the car. And he'd come to my house, and he'd stop, and you know, he'd toot the horn, and I'd come out to the car, and next thing you know, a cat would jump from the back of the car up on the convertible top that he had let down. Right? That used to kill me. Okay, that was my cat story. But he was an Iluriphile. He was a lover of cats. All right. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. I see there are more people joining the show. Welcome, guys. Welcome. Now, before I get into the show, I wanted to let you guys know that I do promote the show on Twitter, Facebook, and Blog Talk Radio. So from any of those places, you can find the show, become a follower of the show, or, of course, you can go to Blog Talk Radio / The Frank Williams Show, and there's an icon there that says follow this show. And you can click on that and go ahead and set that up where you'll be able to follow the show, and you'll get daily messages whenever I have a show. You'll get daily messages with show notes and all about the show, okay? BlogTalkRadio.com/ The Frank Williams Show. Now, today's episode, guys, is entitled, before I get into that, one more thing. I'm trying to get more listener participation on my show, and I'm thinking of ways to do that. And if you guys have some type of way that you think that I could get listeners to call into the show and participate in the show, you guys let me know. I had an idea that someone gave me about giving away T-shirts to people who call in and comment on the topic or episode of the day. I'm thinking about that. I know my sister does T-shirts, and I'm thinking about that. Okay. So I've got different things I'm going to come up with, but if you guys have any kind of input on that, please let me know. Okay. Today's episode is entitled, "Is it true that if you surround yourself with positive people, you will become a positive person? Is that true?" Now, I know for a fact that that's a true statement. I still do. And if some of you older guys know, or some of you guys that are my age, I wouldn't say older, but some of you guys may have heard of the Amway business. The Amway business. Okay, now I was involved in that years and years ago, and I still get checks from Amway today, okay, because of the business that I built years ago. I had a huge network of people that I worked with, I was in business with, and I'm still getting checks from them today. I mean, I had business all over the Southeast, right? I used to travel to Texas and Florida and all these places because I had a huge network of people that I was working with, okay? And I do still have a network of people that continue to use the service, and I do as well. So, and coming from that, what I'm seeing, that links to this episode because I started to read books. I mean, before that, I could tell you, I could probably count on both my hands how many books I had read. I mean, I read books, but I didn't read them from cover to cover. But because I joined the Amway business years ago, I started reading books, okay? And so from that, I gained a lot of knowledge. I always tell people I know a lot about a little and a little about a lot, okay? But by reading, you tend to, and that's why I give you guys words of the day, to help you guys expand your vocabulary. And it's not just for you, it's for me too. I pick up on these words as well, okay? Now, and so that's why I give a word of the day. Now, I thought about starting a small book club or something like that, but that kind of fell to the wayside. But if you think about it, think about this. I've heard people say that if you want to hide something from African-American people, put it in a book. Y'all believe that? If you want to hide something from African-American people, put it in a book. Because we're not known as readers, okay? And I'm not saying all African-American people, of course. But some aren't known as readers. And I haven't been reading the way I should. I'll put that out there as well. I haven't been reading as I should. And I'm not saying that all white people, all Asian people, all these other people read all the time. That's not true as well. Okay, so what I'm saying is that if you surround yourself with, put it like this, if you surround yourself with people who are reading all the time and in book clubs, and they're in the library, they're researching, doing all this stuff. If you surround yourself with those type people, then you're going to start doing that. You're going to start to read. You're going to start to hit the library. You're going to start to doing research, because those are the people that you want to be with, if that's your desire. Right? Now, I've had people that I've known that were into drugs, that were drug addicts, okay? They went to rehab and all this stuff, came out of rehab and went right back to doing drugs. Why? It's because they went back into that environment that they came out of that had them addicted to drugs. Okay, so if you stay in that environment where there are people you surround yourself with who are doing drugs, you're going to do drugs. Y'all with me? And so if you went to rehab and then you came out of rehab clean, why would you go back into that environment and start doing the same thing you did that got you into rehab? See, that's called insanity. Insanity is continuing to doing the same thing, thinking that it's going to get you different results. Okay? And that's what happened to people that go to prison. They go to prison, they serve their time, they come out, and they get with the same people that they hung with. Hey, man, you out. Let's go do this and that, this and that. And they get with the same people. And then they go right back to jail. Because they got with the same people, the same environment, they're doing the wrong things. So if you get with people who are, if people come out of jail, and jail is a form of rehabilitation, right? So if you come out of jail and you have rehabbed, and you come out of jail and you get with people who are positive, people that aren't stealing and aren't committing crimes, aren't into that, aren't into doing criminal activities and having a criminal lifestyle, then you will be one of those people if you surround yourself with that, with those people, if you get into that lifestyle. This is serious stuff, right? This is serious stuff. So what I'm saying is, it's true that if you surround yourself with positive people, you will become a positive person yourself. That's true. I'll use another analogy. I got a good friend of mine that probably I've been knowing for probably 30 years. Okay, he's a professional fisherman, right? And he knows a lot about fishing and fish, and he's got a master's degree in marine biology. So he knows fish, he knows about trees, he knows about birds, I mean, all that kind of stuff, right? He lives on the lake. And so the way I met him is that I was reading in a fishing magazine, and he had an article in there saying that he was catching 50 to 75 pounds of fish a day whenever he went fishing. And he's a fishing guide, so he takes people fishing. Okay, so I called him up and I said, hey, I didn't believe he was catching that many fish a day. So I called him up and I asked him about it, and he said, yeah, Frank, come on down and go fishing with me. So I went down, went fishing with him, and that's what happened. We caught about 50 or 60 pounds of fish that day. Drove us crazy. So I developed a relationship with him, and I continue today to fish with this guy. Now, some people come to me about fishing now, but I'm not a fishing expert, right? But I got around a fishing expert who taught me about fishing, where to go, what to use, you know, all this stuff that I didn't know about fishing. So if you want to know about fishing, then you get with someone who's a professional or really knows about fishing, and you will learn about fishing. If you surround yourself with people who know about fishing, you will learn fishing. You learn conditions, fish, you learn all this stuff about fishing, right? So if you surround yourself with people like that, you will become a great fisherman, right? It's common sense. It's inevitable, okay, that you will become a great fisherman if you hang around great fishermen, okay? So that's, you know, and that's the deal. If you hang around people, if you hang around rich people, you get around rich people daily, I guarantee you, you're going to start picking up financial off of the floor that they drop. You're going to pick up ways to handle your money from things that they drop on the floor. You're going to make money, okay? And you may even become rich from listening to these rich people and how they got rich. Okay? See, most people, and you think about it like this, I heard a guy say something else. I grabbed these things from people. He said that A students, people that are A students, or let me go back. You got professors in these colleges who are teaching your kids or my kids how to become professionals, how to run a business, how to make money at running the business, how to build a business from the bottom up, right? Now, why aren't they out there or have already built the business from the bottom up? Why haven't they gotten out there and done that? Why haven't they built the business from the bottom to the top and out there making a lot of money? Okay? That's because A students end up working for C students. C students have the grind, thoughtfulness, and the work mentality to make it happen. So you have these A students that come in and work for these C students. It's weird how that happens. But someone asked the college professor, "Hey, professor, you're teaching us how to build businesses from the bottom to the top. Why haven't you done that?" That's something to think about, right? That's something to think about. So, you know, if you surround yourself with positive people, uplifting people, if you surround yourself with religious people and people that are into the church and Bible study every Wednesday night and they in church just about every Sunday, and they working within the church, deacons or whatever in the church, that's what you're going to do. That's what's going to happen to you. If you want to become part of a church, you get in there and you start hanging with deacons or these ladies of the church, and you start going to meetings and going to Bible study every Wednesday, I guarantee you that you will become one of them. Again, it's inevitable. I don't know how to say that word, but it's inevitable that you will become one of them. Hang around rich people. You get around them and you start going to these clubs and, you know, these big clubs and these up in Bucky. I'm not talking about the dance clubs and strip clubs that broke people go to. I'm talking about the these big dinner clubs and these high society clubs that these rich people go to. You start going there, I guarantee you, if you hang around these people, you will become one of them. You'll start to figure out, because the brain is a powerful tool that you have, that everyone has. But everyone uses their brain differently. But you have a brain that will gravitate towards this if that's what you want. It'll gravitate towards it, and it'll start figuring out how to make this happen. Next thing you'll be trying to figure out is, how do I get a home in their community? Maybe in this $500,000 home, that's where you want to live. You start hanging with people that live in that community. You start hanging with one of them, and they introduce you to others. You start hanging with these people. They'll teach you what they did to get where they are. Some won't, but some will. That's who you hang with. So if you hang with them and start to understand what they did to get where they are, your brain will start to work that. Your brain will start to calculate, how do I get there? How can I get into a $500,000 home? How can I get in that neighborhood? Okay? How can I get my kids in private school? Your brain will start figuring that out. Okay? And it's, again, it's inevitable what will happen if you do that. If you surround yourself with positive people that think the way you want to think, and people that do things that you want to do. Start hanging with them. You will become one of them. Now, tomorrow, guys, I'm gonna hear from somebody that I've sent a message to, and I'm going to get a guest on my show. And you won't believe who I'm getting as a guest on my show. Or hopefully, keep your fingers crossed, that I'll be getting as a guest on my show. Hopefully I'll hear from them or someone from their camp in the next day or two, and I will let you guys know when they'll be on the show, okay? But keep tuning in, keep listening, and we'll go from there. I have about 25, 30 seconds left on the show, guys. Thank you, thank you, thank you for tuning in today, and join me tomorrow, same time, same place, 10 a.m. right here, Frank Williams Show. I'll see you guys in about 23 and a half hours. Have a great day.
Living it up in the city. Got Chucks on with Saint Laurent. Gotta kiss myself. set you hallelujah. Girl set you hallelujah. Girl set you hallelujah. 'Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you. 'Cause